Big honor. Chef Shmaya Sashir. Orly Yud Gimel Tishrei. Yes, you heard right. Orly Yud Gimel Tishrei. Monday night. Rish Shmaya Beis, we talked about the lomdus of the Cheskos Haguf being mitztara for the Bori Vashema to be Moitzi Mom and Shmaya Beis Perek Vav. And we're really up to his rayas. And we'll go back to Raya Rishona. Hello? Quickly, what?
Raya Rishona.
What? It's too late now. You tell me I'm coming back tomorrow. Goodbye. Hello? Yeah. Who is this? Okay. Okay. I'm giving a shear now. Okay. Could someone just go out and get it? Thank you. Bye. Pesach, can you do me a favor? Someone's outside with a package for me. Can I trouble you to get it? Because I'll have to talk to him. Someone's right outside. What do you say? What did he say?
Yeah, he's getting it.
I shouldn't have done that. Should have sent someone something this year. Raya Rishona, yeah? But
yeah.
Raya Rishona, Mahadomer, Reish, Perek, Haporo. Shoshana, Gechas, Haporo. Dimsur, Tzidu, Ben Yedim, Shleinok, Chayol, the meaning, and the dead fetus. Yeshikai, thank you very much, I'm sorry. And the dead fetus has nothing to do with the negicha, in mishenokha, and he has to pay for that also. So shalom chasinezek lepora revi nezek levlad. Perik bay shmaitz bay perik vav. Paragraph starts with raya rishon, talking about bori vishema and cheskos haguf being moitzi moment. Chepar shenok chasashor vrimso velada beni yadua matzloi nok chayolda mishenok chayolda, and the chasinezek which is mishtali migufo by a tam. Could come from the Uber too, because it also played a role in the Negicha. So Mishtalim Chasi Nezek Ben Apara, or Revia Nezek Ben Avlad, it doesn't mean three quarters Nezek. It means if the Parah is not around, so you want to get your Chasi Nezek from the Vlad. If the Parah ran away and the Vlad's here. So you can't get the whole Chasi Nezek from the Vlad, because it's a Safek if the Vlad was no Geach or not. So it's only Revia Nezek Min Avlad. That's if the Parah is not around. I'm going to my Shmuel.
Why is the Parah not around?
Because it doesn't mean you get three quarters Nezek. It's only a Tam. No. It doesn't mean Chatzin Nezek Min Aparah and Revia Nezek Min Avlad. It means you can get your Chatzin Nezek from the Parah. No problem. But if the Parah is not around and you have to collect from the Vlad, so you can only get a Revia Nezek.
But I thought the Parah is worth more if it's pregnant. In other words, it's supposed to be gave birth already. No?
No, nobody's talking about words. We're talking about now the Parah is the Mazik.
Okay. So if it's Mazik, when it's...
So you're collecting from the Parah.
More.
No difference what it's worth. You're getting Chatzin Nezek of what the Nezek was. We don't care what the Parah is worth.
You know?
I don't know what the relevance. You're only getting Chatzin Nezek of the Hezek. If the Hezek was $100, you're only getting $50.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what the Parah is worth. Anyway, the Parah gave birth already. Now we don't know if it was Uberes. Okay. Amar Vidim Ashbuz of Divi Sumchis, this whole business is Sumchis. Because he holds Momon Amut of the Sophic Cholkin. Ava Chachamim Mayim Zekla Godel Bedin. Meshi Mechveil of Araya. You know, when we talked about the Lomdus, I said there's really two Maslulim in Momonus. There's a Maslul of Raya, Meshi Mechveil of Araya. Then there's a Maslul which I gave the name Toyin Venitan. I mean, it's not my name, but called Toyin Venitan. There's rules, Toyin Venitan. Now, Sumchas's din is a perfect example of Toyin Venitan. Momen Amut B'Sofik Cholkin is even against the Muchzik. Certainly against the Marakama, at times even against the Muchzik Mamish. Now, Momen Amut B'Sofik just means it's a Sofik, a Drora, a Richtika Sofik. The kind of suffix that the Rambam would say something derisive to the Gula about. But still, what happened to Machu? Now, אבל חכמים אומרים, זה כבר לא דמודים. אמרתי מחווה אלו וראיה. סום חזוס על דמו מחווה אלו וראיה. זה גמורם בבקמה. Says how much in the Chavei Levaraya is such a good svara that you don't even need a pasuk for it. Lomeli kras svara, which is not the Chavei Salvavus is raya, but it's my raya. Chavei Salvavus always sets up a hierarchy that we're not used to hearing, and that is seichel, Torah, and mesorah. Well, seichel, Torah shemitzav, Torah shemal peh. And as I'm always fond of saying, not your seichel. It means seichel hayosher, a seichel without negius, a seichel without an agenda, which you'll say, well, once you hear those conditions, so what's enough kavina? Okay. But it's a big yisod, the Chavis Halvavis. Chavis Halvavis says at one point in the Sefer, and that's what I realize it's really a Rambam in Nuri Nevuchim. The nefesh aloika is the seichel. Your seichel is how Hashem is talking to you. Hashem, your seichel is not an independent, just like your lung can't really breathe, not really, Hashem is always empowering your lung to breathe. Your seichel can't think. But here it's more direct. Hashem, that's the way Hashem is talking to you, through the seichel. So a seichel hayoshar, so the Chavis Halvavus makes that hierarchy. So my raya that he's right is the Gemara says Lomeli Kras Svarahu. Wow, that's an amazing thing. A Frumi nowadays would say, "What are you telling me? It's a Svarahu." Kra. But the Gemara says, "Okay, now I all over Shas was saying Svaras." So. And the whole Torah, so Rav Abba, that's how I'll explain. Not every svara, even if it's a svara, but it's not always a compelling svara. Not every svara is compelling. You could have a svara that, let's say, it says something in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, so it makes sense. It's logical. It's not illogical. But it doesn't mean it's compelling that we would have said it on our own. Maybe we would have. Compelling means compelling. Muchrach HaMetzius. So it's rare that the Gemara, maybe the Gemara says it two or three times in Shas, Lomeli Kras Svarahu. But it's only a compelling Svara. But if you could even say it once, it shows the Chavis Halvavus is right. Yeah, it means a say. I don't know, Yosher is the right word. Yeah, a seichel without negius, that's really wrong. Certainly a seichel of Yosher. Close. Well, Kim, also, and so Adam Yosher. The name of Bikshu, Chishbon also Rabim. You're about to read it in Kohelis. So they would say zero from the Vlad. So you can't take anything from the Vlad till you bring a Raya. Mother Chatzinezek, why not? There's no suffering about the mother. The mother we know killed the Shor. Anyway, so my point is that Sumcha certainly holds of much Mechavel of Araya also. He just holds that in Hilchos Tayin V'nitnan, when you have a Dvar of the Mamona, so it's Cholkin, but that's certainly Hilchos Tayin V'nitnan. It's not, you know, there is, Mitzvah Shem, when we learn about Metziah one day, you'll see a Lashon and Rishonim that the Drora makes them Ke'ilu Muchzokim Hein. It's like they're Muchzok. There's too much going on. Hello? Yeah, quick. Okay, so it's not again today. I'll take it tomorrow if I take it at all. I can't take it today. It's not again. I'm giving shiur till 9:15. Then I'm going to the taxi.
Quick, is it kosher?
Divide.
My brother, my uncle said this. Ham is really one of which arena does this case belong?
Yeah. You see, Sumchas does hold the much mechvel of a raya. Listen, there's a man named Bari B'shem Bari Yodas. There the Gemara also says, Bori B'Shem Bori Yodif. And the other one holds Bori B'Shem Allah Bori Yodif, Hamotz Mechavel Over Ayah. Everybody's Moedim is Mechavel Over Ayah. The other one holds Bori B'Shem Bori Yodif holds that in Hilchos Toyim V'Nitam, you're on a different maslul.
Those cows don't give birth to dead cows. Doesn't that play a factor here?
Maybe. For that, we have to be learning the Sugya, not the Shmaitzer. For that, we have to be learning the Sugya, not the Shmaitzer. Shmaitzer, it's not in passing. We didn't even get up to the Shmaitzer's point yet. Shmaitzer's point is that there's a Cheskos HaGuf. It might be a very good question. I'm sure the Rishonim deal with it. But it's not the nature of this Shir, of the Seder.
We're
not learning.
But
we didn't get up to the reason. The next line is the reason. For Hashem, not right now. He's setting up the stage that it's a Hamoch Mechveil Varayim case, according to Chacham. Okay, now he's saying, for Hashem, not Igeches Kusaguf LeMahashte Yidiyolda Chmoy BeMisher Erastani Nehnasti. Find Shemitayis is the Bimaschul Neidiyadi. So we saw in the last year that Klape, what Rabbi Milinowitz expressed skepticism that a Mubaris is called a Cheskos HaGuf because the Guf is not Choser, it gave birth. Cheskos HaGuf means the Guf is Sholem, no Mum, whatever. So Yeshua pointed out that's what Gufa is Raya from Toysus. The Toysus there proves or says or assumes that a Mubaris is a Cheskos HaGuf. That's the way Hoguf is now. So for a major shinui of giving birth, so that is indeed something that would clash with the Cheskos HaGuf. Enough to say that the Cheskos HaGuf tells us, so to speak, to push off as much as possible the birth until you know for sure it occurred. Okay, so we have a Cheskos HaGuf. And Mafilu Achi Amin and Amashim Echvel Varaya. And the Gemara says, "Avogad the Nizik and Boriu Mazik Shema." That's it. Checkmate. Cheskos HaGuf Madi Boriu Shema LeMahashli Hidiolda, and that would be Moitzi Momen. Chaykos of a Rif Tafilu Nizik and Boriu Mazik Shema. Ayn Shem Yishverek Apar. Chaykos of a Rambam. Ayn Shem. Chaym Betur B'Shulchan Aruch. So, sort of. You see, we're not Moitzi Momen from the Muchzik. Raya Shnia, and give me a rip of Eric Hashoyel, Kavi Machle Pora Bachamor, classic case, Kenya Chalipin. Now they're arguing what time did it give birth. Chalipin happened at 12 o'clock. You don't know when it gave birth. Shazeli Marshalem Kharti Yolda, who would be saying that? Achalom Kharti Yolda, the Moicha would be saying that, obviously. Shazeli Marshalakhti Yolda, so Yachloiku. Again, we have, why doesn't he bring down? That's also only Sumchis, but according to Chacham it's Mechavel of Araya. Because of Shema Rift, I don't know why he doesn't bring down Chacham. But it's clear, that's the whole Gemara. That is Grada, the standard classic case of a Mechavel of Araya, is this Mishnah of Mitzia Daf Kuf. Achlepar Machamor, that's like, the case. Because of Shema Rif, the field of Kecham and Bari, the Moichar and Shema, Ayan Shem. Because of Rambam, the Batur B'Shulchan Aruch, same exact thing. Asim Nami, Ike Cheskos HaGuf, that the Lekeach's right, Oim Ahashtu the Yolda, the Cheskos Muberes Arato, who be at Starfis Bari V'Shema, same setup. Oim Ahani, Afilo Emedus Bahagam, because that's what comes out from the Sugya, and it's only Neged Cheskos Morakama, even if it's not in his Rishus, but he's the Morakama. So even against the Morakama, Morakama is enough of a Cheskos Momen. Morakama means the last known owner, even though right now it's not in his Rishus per se. It's in the Agam, it's in the pasture. So, we have a Bori B'Shema, and we have a Cheskos HaGuf, not even being Moitzi from the Morakama, the kolsh kein lamani neged cheskos mom and mamish. Okay, next, a third raya.
The cheskos there tells us that
same cheskos gave birth late. Late means after the mechira, so the lekeach should win. So you should say how much machleil of a raya. I'm sorry. So the lekeach should get it. But we don't say the lekeach gets it. We say how much machleil of a raya. Even Bari B'Shem, that's the riff. He quotes a riff. Because of Shema Riff. Because of Shema Riff, the Rambam, he quotes a riff in the Rambam.
It's very hard because he has a Tanish Bari. How's
your
Tanish Bari? He must have
been
seen with the birth.
Wild. They let him into the birthing room.
So basically saying we can't believe it.
They're very modern. They let him into the birthing room.
So he's bringing Orion because the riff said Bari?
Yeah. Usually when the Gemara, when there's a Loshon HaGemara, Zach Klau, the Gemara usually says, Zach Klau is Marbe Bari Vishama. Even if it's Bari Vishama. It's a little strange, I never quite understood it, because Bari Vishama is Machlokes HaMoraim. And the Gemara constantly take the words of the Tanoim to Tana. It's, but maybe it's not really in Tana, it's Toma de Gemara. It sounds like it's the Lashon Chacham. Then the Gemara says even Bari B'Shema. Bari B'Shema is Machlokes HaMoraim. I never quite understood that.
No, no. Yeah,
same exact. Yeah. First two rayas are exactly the same. It would be nice if Cheskos Muveres wouldn't really be a Cheskos Aguf. Tosis says it is. V'chein Muchach V'divri HaRambam is a third raya. Now you got a case, also in Bava Metzia, where there was a Sheila and a Schiris. Right? Maybe I said, half today I'm lending you the para, half today I'm renting you the para. Or today I'm lending you the para, tomorrow I'm renting you the para, or vice versa. And it died. Now we know if it died behind us. So if it died during the Schiros period, so the guy's potter. If it died during the Sheila period, the guy's Chayev. So we don't know. So the Rambam, because of B'Sheila Chatzayim, the Socher L'Chatzayim, and it died, Hamashal Oimer, Mashal is the same as the Maskir, same guy. B'Shoa Shoysa Shula Meisa, Talo Eimer Eini Yedeya, the Gemara says, we have a Bori B'Shema, he wants him to pay. Hello? Yeah, I'm in the middle of Shir now, so it's very hard today. Only after 11, sorry. Yeah. I know, and I spoke to him already. No, you're wrong. I wasn't here today, I'll be here tomorrow. I checked with people. There's a group of kids led by one particular ringleader who chepel with him, who go and they take his phone out of his pocket, they try to take his wallet away. Now, I just called him over. I know, but okay, that could be. But certainly when he named the ringleader, I understood right away, because the kid's bad news. And I know the kid, and Ari Stern knows the kid. And if the policeman's son is a bovan, and he starts up with him always, then I know. I told him he's a fool for responding to that. I told him, that's exactly the words I used. Those are exactly the words I used tonight, right after Myra. So I said, I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll see all the people involved, and I'll see what to do. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'll be here tomorrow. I've already started to take care of it. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you could. Say this in time. That was Rav Kornfeld, so please excuse me. Cover the Torah. So, Amash Elohim, B'shosh Yashir Shashulam Mesa, Elohim Reini Yodeh. But you see, he was shocked we're giving Shia tonight. Elohim Reini Yodeh Chayav. When Chayav, why I bury B'shem and not bury Yodif? You guys following? Why Chayav? Bury B'shem Allah, bury Yodif. So the Gemara says, the Gemara makes a new Kimta. It's good to know, because in all of Shas, sometimes you have brises that would sound like Bari B'Shem or Bari Yadif. The Gemara many times says, what's going on? And it answers, Kishayesh Esek Shvua Beinayim. Esek Shvua Beinayim, that for some reason there's a Chiyav Shvua. Now, obviously, whatever the case is, for some reason there's a Chiyav Shvua. Maybe I did the Gilgul, maybe I did the Moedib Mitzvahs. Now this guy's a Shema, so he can't swear. And the din is, if you can't swear because you don't know, there's a din called Bitoch Sheni Yochel Lishma Mishalim. So you have to pay. So like here's a perfect case, where the Brisa says, if the Marshal says, I know for sure, and the Shoyal says, any idea, so he has to pay. Why? I is Bori Vishema. Love Bori Yodif. It's talking about a case. Not again, what? That the Shoyal has to make a Shvua. And he can't, so it's Mitoich. Bumi Sugis Hashas Berk HaShoyal. Umash Medafilu Lehepech. It would be true if the Schirus was first. This is the Shmaitz's Chap. Because he wants to have a Cheskos Aguf, you understand? So the Schirus is first, and the Shoyal was second. That means the Cheskos Aguf is mitigating. The animal died. The Cheskos Aguf is mitigating to say that it died when it was a shula. So Taka, you can extract the money. So there's a Cheskos Aguf that's mitigating to be Motzi Momen. And a Bari. If there wouldn't be an Esek Shua, he'd be Potter. He's only Chayiv because of the Esek Shua. But without that, he'd be Potter. Also, Mami, he can Cheskos Aguf. Why my hashtu with the mesa? Be done shayla. Bori b'shema. Good. So again, strike three. Well, the commissioner shema forish la'idina the Rambam. Dafka the pointer b'nei sekshua b'nei him. I know dafka the sachar b'achakach shua Allah. We don't have to go into why. Abu shalom b'achakach sachra. Afidu b'nei sekshua b'nei him chayov. That's okay, it's interesting to know. I will speak it out. If the Shayla came first, there's a thing. Bori B'Shema, Lav Bori Yodif. If I say I don't know, if I ever paid you back, if you ever lent me. But if I say Eini Yodeim Praticha, if that's the Bori B'Shema, then you have to pay. Because there's a Cheskos Chiyuv. If I admit that I borrowed the money and I say I'm not sure, maybe I paid you back, and the other guy's saying Bori, you did not pay me back, that's called Eini Yodeim Praticha, then you have to pay because it's a Cheskos Chiyuv. So the Lechem Mishnah Stam points out that if the Shela for sure kicked in, then it's Eini Yodeim Praticha. I don't know if I, because the Shoyal is going on the Tzad that the Shoyal is Mechuyuv Mishas Mashicha. Not Mishas Do'ainsin, but Mishas the Mashicha, he becomes Mechuyuv. So he becomes Mechuyuv Mishas the Mashicha. Then there's a Cheskos Chiyuv. Then even without Esek Shvua Beinayim, you should pay. So that's why the Lechem Mishnah says the case has to be Sochra first, so you don't even know for sure. Abu Shalom. Nothing to do with what we're talking about. It hammers home the point that the case is Sochra Machikach Shola, so the Cheskos Aguf is mitigating to be Moitzi Mamon. Jim came with Sochra Machikach Shola, Abel Cheskos Aguf. Lo Machashtu the Mesa, Meid and Sheila, Ubit Story, Bori B'Shema. Ubin Mukhi Yosef Shom Perak HaShoyal. Hiksha. Another raya. Hiksha over there on that Gemara. Mother coming to Gemara. The Zan Shalach Hatzim Zach Chatzim Ayoyim. Shay Lame in a day of the Chayim. Lame to the Nachman Rabbi Yechanan. More of Shema. My Kusha. Then we asked the question. Hashalach Hatzim Ayoyim. If the Shayla was first. The Sokha Chatzim Ayoyim. How will I any of them achzarti? Any of them if I gave it back to you? Lach listen to back up because of Basra. The Shayla was Chayim Eidim Mashicha. Obviously, if he's only mitzchayev from when the oinus was, then again it's only a day of mitzchayavti. So that's his kasha. So the Mukiyoyzev asks it as a kasha. Bayan Shem Shekosav. You're right. But Mishun Namashu and Maslis and Duad and Lehapachlami. Nainu Socher Chatzay Ayoyim first, and then Shalva Chatzay Ayoyim. Kaigav Nahavali any day of mitzchayavti. So that's a kasha on Bori B'Shem of Bori, Allah Bori Yod. Lot of it to the Dachmah of Rebbe Echran. V'yem Cain, again, Iket Yufta Eina, so the whole, according to Mugyez, it's like the Lecha Mishnah, sort of. So he says, Iket Yufta Eina, Elam Yisachar B'Chakach Shoala. Ki Agav Nius Bei Cheskos Aguf, Loi Mahashta Hu, the Meisa B'Yidon Shela. Cheskos Aguf, it starts with Bori B'Shem of Mahani, according to the Ran, it is a dozen. Al akochad loy mani bar Hashem. Filo echadik aches kusaguf. Again, this lashon is very nice. The way we explained it, he says bori b'shem helps. A dozen of me when there's a ches kusaguf. That's how we explained the sheet that it helped. That it's still working with the dynamics of bori b'shem. It's just the ches kusaguf is helping the bori. Umiyu, the mashkot of ataz. The mace loy amrinan uki acheskus chay vashtu the mace, but there is no in Shmaitz a gimel. There's going to be a taz that there really isn't a cheskus aguf about when something dies. So full of kach ayin sham, because you're always omit to die. It came a mace lo shaya cheskus aguf loy mahashtu the mace. So there goes my raya. Amnam Shmaitz a gimel perikhes sham hoychachnu. That it could change, it's aimed to change. I feel the mace nami, uki bechaz kosu de mei korah, rabin and hashtahu de mace. Ayin shah. So, it's a shah will be up today, we'll see.
And that seems to be a problem with the case with the cow, by the way. With the pregnant cow.
Pregnant? This is dying.
No, I understand, but the change is the problem, whatever.
No, nothing to do with it. Here we're talking about an animal died, and he's talking about cheskus aguf, that it was alive. And he's saying, the Taz holds no such cheskus aguf. And he shows that there is. There we're talking about cheskus muveris, nothing to do with dying.
Wait one minute. Cheskus muveris, pregnant cow, now do we know we have a blood here? Gave birth.
We don't know when.
So the cheskus... Now we have someone who's alive, and then they die.
No. Yeah, but the Cheskos Muveris says it gave birth at the latest possible time.
So why? Cheskos Chai should do the same thing.
Right, so the Taz holds, you don't say it by Cheskos Chai, because you're always omit to die. Like it was on a
toikin. It's pregnant. It's always going to give birth.
No.
What do you know?
Huh?
I mean, I don't understand though.
Okay. Anyway, the Shmaitz is playing with the Taz, just like you are. On the Shmaitz is Gibbel Per Kesham, and Chachru. Okay. If you mention the Chamishnah, again on the point of Rambam, Kambeinay, Sechua, Beinayim, Einu Ela B'Sochar B'Hodr Shalom, Ayin Shem Per Gimel B'Shelem. So you have a clear raya to that. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be.